Part 2. Johnny becomes a legend. For many years, Johnny walked thousands of miles across the frontier. He planted apple seeds, lent books, protected animals, and made friends with settlers and Indians. The Indians liked Johnny because he had no weapons and respected nature. Johnny learned to speak the languages of many tribes. One summer morning, many Indians arrived at a frontier village. The Indians wanted to destroy the village and kill the settlers. The settlers wanted to send a messenger to a military fort to ask for help. The fort was 30 miles away. It was very dangerous. There were enemy Indians everywhere. Johnny wanted to save the lives of the settlers. He knew all the secret paths in the forest and in the mountains. He was not afraid. He took the message to the fort. The soldiers at the fort got on their horses and went to defend the settlers. A few years later, Johnny visited an Indian village. He heard the Indian chief say,
"Many settlers live near the river. Tonight, we will kill all of them."
That evening, Johnny ran to the home of every settler and said,
"The Indians will attack you tonight. Run away. Go and hide in the forest."
The settlers escaped to the forest, and no one was killed. Johnny loved all forms of human and animal life. He didn't eat meat because he didn't want to kill animals. He loved insects, too. He loved and respected every living thing. He was a very special person. One autumn day, Johnny was near an apple orchard. He heard the cry of an animal. Behind a tree, he found a deer.
"My poor friend," said Johnny. "Don't be afraid."
He examined the deer and said,
"Your leg is injured. I can help you."
The deer wasn't afraid. Johnny stayed with the deer for many days and helped it.
"I'm happy you can walk again. Go and run in the forest, my little friend."
During a snowstorm, Johnny wanted to sleep inside a small cave. He saw a big family of raccoons sleeping inside the cave. He did not want the raccoons to go outside into the snow, so Johnny slept outside in the cold. For almost 50 years, Johnny Appleseed helped the American frontier to grow. His apple trees, his books, his generosity and his kindness made the frontier a happy place. Johnny became a legend during his life. Everyone loved him. He was a true friend of the settlers, the Indians, and the animals. In America today, people remember him with admiration. When Americans eat an apple, they often think of Johnny Appleseed, who made apple trees grow all over America.